Your Bible to Psalms. Book of Psalms. Psalm 26 starts out, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes and I have walked in thy truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers. And I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about thine altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all thy wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. Do not take my soul away along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on a level place. In the congregations, I shall bless the Lord." Starting in verse four, we see a bit of a pattern for how we should be acting as Christians and as righteous people, that we don't sit with deceitful men or go with people who pretend or are hypocritical, that we hate the assembly of the evildoers, and we don't sit with the wicked. Now, that doesn't mean we can't be around wicked people, but we don't sit there and call what they do good and lend our support and our approval to what they're doing. We should be able to wash our hands in innocence and go before the altar of the Lord, that we can proclaim the voice with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all his wonders. When we come to worship, our hands are clean and our hearts are clean, and we can worship him and we can proclaim his wonders. And in verse 8, we can love the habitation of his house and the place where his glory dwells. We're excited about being in heaven. We're excited about who God is and where he is, and that we'll get to be with him. And we can pray for him. We can pray that he protects us, that he protects our life, that he protects our souls, and that he shields us from the schemes of wicked people who get their way by bribes. And we can stand, trust him to have us stand on level ground and with the congregation of God's people bless the Lord. Those are good things. But he sets it up with verses 1 through 3. "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth." You better have your ducks in a row before you ask God to vindicate you. Vindicate means judge me and prove me justified. And we can do that. We can do that through God's Son. And we can have that kind of confidence through who Jesus is and what God has said in his word. But we have to make sure our ducks are in a row. If you know that you can't walk in your integrity because there's things not right between you and God, you have to make that right before you can stand and ask God to examine you and try you and test your heart, because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But he's made it easy. He's paid the price through his Son He asks if we have not been made right with him that we be baptized. After we repent of our sins, which means we stop doing and commit to stop doing the evil things that we do, we turn away from them. We confess his name, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that we serve a risen Savior who raised from the dead. And if he did that, then he can raise us too. We need to be baptized. Being baptized in water doesn't cleanse us physically, but it does cleanse our souls. And then after that, we can start doing these things that we see the psalmist David talking about in verses 4 through 12. And if we find ourselves in a situation where even as Christians we can't walk in our integrity because we realize that we've sinned and we need to make it right, then 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. There's parts about being a Christian that are difficult sometimes. But that's just because we go to war with ourselves about wanting to do the right thing. Because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or we don't want to make life hard for our family or our friends. But it's pretty easy. If you need to be baptized tonight, be baptized tonight. If you need to confess your sins so you can be prayed for and forgiven, confess your sins tonight. Leave here tonight being able to say to the Lord, vindicate me, O my Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. If we can help you, please come forward while we sing this next song.
Until then, I'll tell you this, there is a place you must not miss, prepared by him who loves you well, more than my words or pen could tell. I would that I could work. He cares. No Jesus intercedes for you. I would that I could word a prayer. But until then, I'll tell you this, there is a place you must not miss, prepared by him who loves you well, more than my words or pen could tell. I would that I could write a sweet song for you to sing your whole day long, to know the joy until then, I'll tell you this, there is a place you must not miss, prepared by him.